We've got some music now from the singer, actress and musician Liza Pullman and the singer, songwriter and pianist Joe Stilgo. Together, you're touring with your show Hooray for Hollywood, a title which I suppose tells you what it's all about. But are you singing songs from musicals, parodying songs from musicals, sticking to just Hollywood? How does it work?
It's the movie musicals, so yes. It kind of does what it says on the tin, although, ironically, the song that we're going to sing for you is one that we wrote.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's the kind of, as Sondheim said, you've got to start the show with telling the audience what the show's about. So this is what our first song is about, and this is the first thing we'll hear in the show. And it's kind of a little potted history of everything we love about, you know, these movie musicals.
Yeah. Are you going back to the golden age of musicals, or do you bang up to date with, like, Frozen or something like that?
I mean, what is the golden age of musicals? I don't know.
This is sort of
Carousel and Oklahoma, Sound of Music, I suppose.
And even before that, to the Fred Astaire.
Yeah. And what about the Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals? Because your father wrote a couple of those, the lyrics to some of those. Does he encourage you to look at his as well?
Yeah, I get a call every day. Are you going to do one of mine?
Yeah.
No, Dad. We mentioned Cats,
don't we?
And
it doesn't
produce the greatest response.
No.
So we move on very quickly. And in fact, Andrew, there was some press recently that he got this dog in response to the terrible film of Cats. He was so disappointed with it, he got himself a dog, which he's allowed to take on an aeroplane because it's an emotional support dog.
So you're obviously both expert on music, but you're also, you know, you're experiencing comedy as well. You were in the Alex Horn section and you're in Fascinating Aida. There's a lot of audience reaction and do they make suggestions?
Quite dry, couldn't it, if we didn't have the funny bits.
Yeah, it's quite anarchic, I think. And Joe and I are both quite off the cuff. And I mean, obviously, the show has a proper structure and it's, you know, honed, I like to think.
Yeah, it's vaguely well rehearsed.
But there's always stuff that happens that is unusual and unexpected. And a lot of that's to do with the interplay with the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they sometimes suggest a song you should sing?
They do, and we never do it.
No.
Yeah. Keep making that mistake.
Not of that. Yeah.
Never listen to the audience, Phil.
All right, so you're going to do a song now.
Are you banishing us?
No, I'm not banishing. Just before you go, just explain anything we need to know before we hear.
So it is just, I mean, Joe and I, we did a show together originally a couple of years ago, and we discovered that we both had this kind of insane love and knowledge, actually, of this world of all film, but particularly movie musicals. And so this is kind of our homage to that medium, to that genre. And then it gives us carte blanche then for the rest of the evening to touch on all the stuff that we love and up-to-date stuff as well. But yeah.
And also kind of an explanation of us being not having normal childhoods, as in when everyone else was doing cool stuff, we were watching movie musicals.
Yeah. Mm. My dad was a screenwriter for film and TV, and my mum was an actress. And so, like Joe, I kind of grew up watching things that they'd recorded off the television when he was supposed to be recording his TV series. He was always recording movies, and then I just sat and watched them over and over again. So that's kind of where that crazy love of it comes from.
You're children of showbiz.
We're abused children of showbiz.
It should be noted, Clive, you mentioned my dad.
Yes.
I mean, part of the reason we're doing this show is sort of therapy for me, because my mum was an opera singer and she hated musicals, which was awkward being married to a man who wrote musicals. Yes. What a combo. But she allowed West Side Story throughout. So in this song, there is a little snippet of West Side Story. But really, it's kind of, you know, I was with her. I was like, Mum, I'm with you. I hate musicals. I can't watch Grease. But now I've made my bed. Here it is.
Just in Grease's defense, Grease 2, one of the greatest musicals.
Grease 2, a lot of people mention it.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Reproduction. Yeah.
But Grease 1 is a rather weird musical, isn't it?
Quite weird.
Yeah. Oh, they're both weird. It's a lot of lycra.
Yeah. And they're also young in it.
Still.
Talking of lycra, shall I play the piano?
Yes.
Come on.
Pullman, still go. Movies.
Before we start this show of ours, we thought we'd share some truths. That what you see before you are two very misspent youths. While other kids were watching TV shows like Peppa Pig, the two of us were dreaming film. And boy, those dreams were big.
I never did do drugs.
Nor me, but sometimes I'd skip school.
Me too. I'd say I swallowed water from the local swimming pool.
I'd fake a cough, set the fire alarm off.
I'd claim a parent died.
Then we'd run off to the cinema and lose ourselves inside. did. We just wanted to watch movies. Anything with Gene Kelly or Fred Astaire. How we really love movies. I love Brigadoon.
And I love State Fair.
Our friends at school would say that we were being snooty when we said we'd better things to do than playing Call of Duty. Movies put sunshine in our day. So to Hollywood we shout, hooray! Just to think of all the stars and jazzy bars and snazzy cars, the world that they created was sublime.
It really was the golden age, it makes the world now seem so beige.
Come with us, travel back in time.
Howard Keel,
Danny Kaye,
Shirley Jones,
Gordon McRae,
Jolson,
Doris, Marilyn and Bing. Julie Andrews,
Deborah Carr,
Dick Van Dyke,
Yul Brynner.
Brynner.
I know it took some wrestling.
It's dreadful.
Movies. Why won't you take me to the movies? Movies. Why won't you take me to the movies?
Ah, who else? Frank Sinatra.
Fred Astaire.
Sammy Davis
Jr.
Elvis looking fine in uniform.
Rita Hayworth.
Ethel Merman.
Streisand singing Jerry Harlow.
Centuries dancing up a storm.
Why won't you take me to the movies? Tonight, tonight, it all began tonight.
Oh, that's a bit where Joe sings and I mime. It's great for the stage, not great for radio.
Not great for radio.
Occasionally they had to dub, bring a secret singing sob, and no one knew you weren't a vocal star.
Audrey Hepburn.
Marnie Nixon.
Natalie Wood.
Marnie Nixon.
Oh, Deborah Carr.
Marnie Nixon.
Movies. Why won't you take me to the movies? Nobody could get enough of comedies, dramas, bits of fluff, whether at the cinema or telly.
Lighting up the silver screen.
Judy Garland was the queen.
And how could we forget Liza Minnelli?
No, it's an I sound, Joe.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza.
Liza? No one's called Liza.
Now let's fuel the fantasy. Get your fishnets, come with me. We'll wind up in a basement cabaret.
Off we go to old Berlin.
To sing around a bathtub gin.
In 1930s Weimar, they did say. Willkommen, bienvenue, willkommen. Fremde, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you,
bleibe,
reste,
steh
und sage
willkommen, bienvenue, willkommen. Im Cabaret. Or cabaret, to cabaret.
So with a little bit of fairy dust and all the stars as we discussed,
coming to you in stereophonic sound.
If you love movies, here's the show.
But if you don't, there's also Joe.
Together though, the magic can be found. Hooray for Hollywood.
Oh,
how we love to be in Hollywood. Where anyone at all, from Mickey Rooney to Georgie Clooney, is equally understood. So take us to the movies. Take us to the movies. Tonight, tonight, it all begins tonight.
Thank you very much. Oh, puts to the moon, that's Liza Pullman and Joe Stillgoer taking their show Hooray for Hollywood on the road over the coming months. Details and tickets from their website, pullmanandstillgoer.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.